Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 5th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, channel 997, SLA-TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 29,000 head, 3,700 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and 19,000 head of weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the livestock handling scholarship finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
For years, the EU blocked U.S. beef from getting into their countries because of growth-promoting hormones. The U.S. went to the WTO and won case after case against the Europeans. It resulted in tariffs against the EU. After several years of those tariffs being in effect, the EU and the U.S. negotiated a duty-free tariff rate quota for all beef going into the EU that was never, ever beef. Initially, it was supposed to be just for U.S. beef, but the EU kind of waffled on that and started allowing other countries to qualify under the duty-free tariff rate quota. Now, the Trump administration has come up with a deal with the EU to guarantee a part of that quota will be exclusively for the U.S. guaranteed. Most recently, we've been able to sell about 13,000 metric tons annually into the EU under the duty-free beef exports, worth about $150 million. The start of this deal will have us at 18,500 metric tons annually. That's a value of about $220 million. Over 7 years, that'll grow, that TRQ will grow to 35,000 metric tons annually, valued at about $420 million. Of duty-free beef going into the European Union. This beef has to be never, ever, as required by the Europeans, but there's no duties associated with it. Now let's talk trade. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement maybe has just a little bit of life left in it. The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been quoted as saying, "We are within range of a substantially improved agreement for America's workers. Now we need to see our progress in writing from the trade representative for a final review." Still some hope for USMCA. Just ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday this last week, we did have some optimism flowing regarding the Phase 1 trade deal with China possibly being close to being done. That came from both the Chinese side and from President Trump and the Trump administration. But after Thanksgiving, President Trump has signed that bill that backs protesters in Hong Kong. The Chinese have accused U.S. of meddling in Hong Kong because of that legislation. China has threatened firm countermeasures to this action that could include not going forward with a Phase 1 trade deal. That definitely would be negative for soybean prices in the final weeks of the old year, probably for U.S. pork as well. From the calendar this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is the Amarillo Farm Show, downtown Amarillo at the Civic Center. That show now owned, of course, by American Farm Bureau. Next week, it's the Tulsa Farm Show, Thursday through Saturday at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 38th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.